My Yitkatan Yerushalmi, corresponding to my Yitkatan Bavli Daf Chaf Hei, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah, the second Mishnah, Ein Koyvin. Ein Koyvin, v'lei Cholzim, v'lei Mavrin, ela Koyvav Shel Meis. Only close relatives of the dead must tear their garments, take off their shirts and their shoulders, and eat the Sudas Havar, which is the first meal after the burial. V'lei Mavrin, ela Al Mitreis, v'kufreis. They are only given the Sudas Havar on straightened up beds. One should not take the following to a house of mourning: a tavla, an akutla or kanim, which is various types of important utensils. However, one may take baskets. One does not recite the blessing for mourners on Chol HaMoed, but they stand in a line in comfort, and by doing so they exempt the public from doing so. The Gemara says, Amar b'yomya uvad kreivim shehen ru'yim nisavel. Rabbi Yehuda said, as long as they are close enough relatives that they are suitable to mourn, they may tear their garments on Chol HaMoed. Ha'adad Tani Chacham Shemeis, which is a kol koivav, v'afil koivim she'inan ru'uyim lesavil. It's like the following brisa, that if a Chacham dies, everyone is considered his close relative, even relatives who are not suitable to mourn. We learn from here that the opposite is true for a regular person. Ka'adar Rabbi Rabun Damech B'moyada, V'lei gamalei Rabbi Mana Chesed V'haben Sipri Rai Amrin Ad Mishana V'asa Moada Avelei Ikrei Al V'ama Kei Mehoin Ka'adar Datani Chacham Shemeis HaKol Koivim Koivav V'inan Dehaven Gabei Anan Lai Haven Gabei Havinan Gabei. It's like the story of Rabbi Avun, who died during the festival, and Rabbi Mana did not eulogize or tear his garments. The Sipurians were saying that it was because Rabbi Mana so much disagreed with Rabbi Avun that he disliked Rabbi Avun even after his death. After the festival, Rav Mana eulogized him. They saw that Rav Mana did not dislike Rav Avun. Rav Mana explained his earlier behavior that the brisa refers only to those who are present when he dies. Hakeireya min amalal, min ashalal, min arudid, ene kera, min achoy, areza kera. If one tears from a malal, which is if a garment had a tear and he folded it over and sewed it, or a shalal, which is a wide seam, or a rudid, which is he held together the whole tear and made two or three stitches, is not considered tearing. But if he tears an ichui, which is a tear that was sewn up properly, it's considered tearing. Ezo ichui, amav acha, kol she'in, mekoy meinika. What is ichui? Rav Acha says, when the tear is not visible. Asar karayim asurim ve'ichui, akareya al ariv al imoy, v'al rabbi shilim dat chokhma, v'al anasi, v'al av beistin, v'al shmois arois, v'al kililas Hashem, v'al seifas teira, v'al Yerushalayim, v'al beis amikdash. 10 tears may not be sewn up properly. One who tears over his father, his mother, his Rav who taught him wisdom, the Nasi, the head of the Beis Din, bad tidings, cursing Hashem, burning of the Torah scroll, Yerushalayim, and the temple. Al Aviv al Imoy ba'al Rabbi Shalim Dut Chochma Minayin, ve'alisha roya ve'umet sa'ek Avi Avi rechav Yisrael u'foroshav. What's the source for the cases of tearing over his father, his mother, and his Rav? The Pasuk says about Eliyahu Anovi ascending to heaven in Menachim Beis, in Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Beis, Elisha saw and cried out, "My father, my father." This teaches us to tear over one's father and mother. Yisrael's chariot and riders, this phrase teaches us to tear over one's rav. Rav Masun by Kaim Rav Yochanan, may Elisha honor Lemedim Torah. Rav Masun said to Rav Yochanan, "Can we learn this Torah law from Elisha?" His act of tearing over his teacher Eliyahu was not a Torah requirement, since Eliyahu didn't actually die. Amali Rav Masun Masun, ma hamis mishu mistalik oid eina roeyu kach zeshin mistalik oid lo roeyu. Rabbi Yechim replied, "No, do not view this as a difficulty. Just as one tears his garment when a person dies because he won't see him again, so Elisha was required to tear over Eliyahu since he would not see him again. Just as one tears over sages, so one tears over their students. Ezu Talmud Chacham, who is considered a Torah sage, Chizkiah Omar Kol Shoshana Halachos Ve'oid Torah. Chizkiah gave one answer, which is whoever learns halachos and is fluent in Torah. Amle Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said to Chizkiah, that was in the past, but nowadays he is considered a sage even if he just learned halachas. Quoting Rabbi Yochanan, gave a second answer, after what is the Talmud Chacham, whoever limits his work in order to learn Torah. Tani kol sheshoyel ma'aseh v'hu meishiv, and a third answer is from a baiser, whoever is asked questions and he's able to answer. Amrav Hoshe Kagoin Anan, the Ravavinan Meshkechan Aleina, the Anan Mesivan Lai. Rabbi Isha said an example would be asked that we ask valid questions that must be then addressed by our teachers. Amar bi Abba Mama, Koshu Yodea Levaer Mishnasai Va'anan, Afilu Avvinan, Lechakamen Mivara Mathnithan. And the fourth answer is from the Abba Mama, whoever knows how to explain Mishnayos. In our generation, even the elders are not able to do this. Ezer Rabbi, who is considered one's Rav, Koshu Pasach Laitchila Divir Blezer. Blezer says it's his first teacher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Koshu Roy Tamuzoi, Remenu, a second answer is from Yehuda, it's the teacher who taught him most of his wisdom. Rabbi Omer, Koshu Heir, Einab, Mishnasei, Afilu Gadala Echad. And Rabbi Yehuda gave a third answer, which is whoever enlightened his eyes in learning, even if it was only one teaching. Ve'avol b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'dibe mishu oimer, koshu rov tamudoi v'menu. Ve'avol, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that the halacha follows the opinion who said that it's the teacher who taught him most of his wisdom. V'lamalei amak Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara asked, why did Rabbi Avol not just say that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda? Itanitani u'machlef. The answer is because some teach the b'risa with the opinions of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda switched. Rabbi Lazar kara ala, shepasach le'tchila shmur chalatz al shehir einav v'mishnasei. Rabbi Lazar tore for his first teacher. Shmuel took off his shirt from his shoulder for his teacher that enlightened his eyes in learning. Mahir einav mishnasei. What is an example of enlightening one's eyes in learning? Am Rabbi Yosi Rabun, b'shnei mafteichos echad yoyred l'amas ashechi v'echad pesach kivan. Rabbi Yosi Rabun answered, from the Mishnah in Maseches Tamid teaches that one who enters in the morning to open the door of the Heichal holds two keys for the two locks of the door, one internal, means deep inside the door, and one external. With one key, he reaches to the Amas HaShechi, and with the other key, he opens the external lock. Ma'o yored la'amas HaShechi, shahya sheche ama ad shalai yiftach. And the question is, what is the Amas HaShechi? And the enlightening answer is, he would reach deep into the door until his armpit in order to open it. Ala nosi v'alava beistin v'al shmuis harois minayin v'yechazag dovid v'vigodov v'yikorom v'goymeh v'yisbudu v'yivku v'yitzum ad ha'erev v'al shol zeh ha'nosi v'al yohonason b'noi zeh av beistin v'al am ha'shem v'al beisiso ki nofla v'chorev elu shmuis harois. What's the source for tearing over the nosi, the head of the beistin, and over bad tidings? The pasuk says in Shmuel Beis in Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis, Dovid grabbed his clothes and tore them, and they eulogized, cried, and fasted over Shaul until the evening. Al killas Hashem minayin, v'yihi kishmei ha'melech hizkiyah es divrei Rav Shuka, v'yikra es begadov. What's the source for tearing upon hearing a person curse Hashem? The pasuk says in Melachim Beis, Perek Yutef Pasuk Aleph, and it was when King Chizkiyah heard the words of Rav Shuka, and he tore his garments. Ma likwe al killas ha'akum, manda am Rav Shuka akum haya koyerin, manda am Yehudi haya in koyerin. Does one tear over the curse of an idolater? According to the opinion that Rav Shuka was an idolater, one does tear. According to the opinion that he was a Jew, one does not tear for an idolater's curse. Tani, Rabbi Hoshe, Echa Toshama Killas Hashem, Miyisor, Echa Toshama Killas Hashem in Akum, Chayav Lekoya. Rabbi Hoshe says in a Baisa, whether one heard a Jew or an idolater curse Hashem, he is obligated to tear. Ma Taimer, Hinei Ani Hashem Erikei Kol Basah Hameni Yepale Kol Dava. What is the source for this? It's a Pasuk in Yumia, in Peg Lamed Beis Pasuk Kol Zion. Behold, I am Hashem, God of all flesh. Is anything beyond me? Mar likoy bezman hazeh, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yirmiya, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, b'shirabu ha'gadfanim, paskum likoya. Does one tear nowadays upon hearing a person curse Hashem? Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yirmiya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that when the number of people cursing increased, the people stopped tearing. Mar likoy alakinuyim. Does one tear upon hearing a person curse using a nickname of Hashem, such as the graceful one, the merciful one? Nishmaimin ador, Rabbi Shimon Lokish haya mahalich, Bisauta is dominly chad kusai v'have magadli v'have kara. Magadli v'have kara. Nachas li minchamma v'yayev li chad martika goi libi. The answer is, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish was walking in Istra. A kusi came and cursed Hashem using a nickname, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish tore his clothing. This happened a second time, and then Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish got off his donkey and hit the kusi on his heart. Amalei rasha is le'mech ma'anun mesabkali. Rabbi Shimon Lakish said, evil one, does your mother have enough clothing to tear over you? This shows that we tear for nicknames, and we also tear nowadays.